Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson number two, chapter number two, and it's the book of Mark. And the objectives of this particular lesson are that you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Mark. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of Mark was written. You'll be able to state the key purpose for the book of Mark and write the key verse of the book of Mark from memory and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Mark. As an introduction, the author was Mark, to whom it was written to all believers, although the first intended audience was the Romans, to whom he presents Jesus as a servant. The purpose is to present the ministry of Jesus, stressing his role as a servant and the Son of Man. The key verse you're going to find in chapter 10, verse 45. The life and ministry principle are this, that we should seek to minister rather than to be ministered to. The main characters are Jesus and the 12 disciples. So as we begin our outline, we find in Roman numeral number 1, we have the period of preparation that starts in chapter 1. Point number A, we have the beginning of the gospel. B, the ministry of John the Baptist. C, the baptism of Jesus, and D, the temptation of Jesus. In Roman numeral number 1, we have number 2, we have the Galilean ministry, that's chapter 1 as well. Then point B, we have the beginning of the ministry of Jesus. B, the call of the four fishermen. C, healing of a demon-possessed man. D, the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. E, growing popularity. F, the quiet time. G, the first tour of Galilee. H, healing of a leper. And then we have point number I, which starts chapter number 2, which is healing of a paralyzed man. Then we have J, the call of Matthew. K, a celebration, criticism, and reply. L, the Sabbath controversy. And then at number M, we go on to chapter number 3, which is the ministry by the sea. N, the ordaining of the 12 disciples. O, the zeal of Jesus. P, the unpardonable sin. Q, the relationship with Jesus, true relationship with Jesus. R, a series of parables that's starting in chapter number 4. Point number 1, the parable of the soils. 2, the parable of the lamp. 3, the parable of gradual growth. 4, the parable of the mustard seed. Point number S, a storm at sea. And then we get into chapter number 5, which is T, the healing of the demoniac. Then we have U, the daughter of Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood. That's still in chapter 5. And then we go into chapter number 6 with V, the rejection at Nazareth. W, the mission of the 12 disciples. X, the death of John the Baptist. And Y, the report of the 12. Then we go to Roman numeral number 3, which is the period of withdrawal, which is still in chapter 6. Point number A, we have the feeding of the 5,000. B, walking on the water. C, the ministry of Genezaret. D, the rebuking of the Pharisees, which is now in chapter 7. E, the Syrophoenician woman. F, the healing of a deaf mute. Then in G, we go into chapter 8, which is the feeding of the 4,000. H, a demand for a sign. I, the warning about leaven. J, healing of the blind man. And K, the examination and lesson of Caesarea Philippi. L, we get into chapter 9 now, the transfiguration of Jesus. M, the problem of Elias. N, the healing of the demonic boy, and O, the final teaching at Galilee. Then in Roman numeral number 4, we have the ministry of Peria and Judah, which is chapter 10. Point number A, a lesson about divorce. B, the blessing of children. C, the rich young ruler. D, a warning on the peril of riches. E, a discussion concerning rewards. F, the prediction of Jesus' death. G, a request for prominence, and H, the healing of Bartimaeus. Then Roman number 5, we go into chapter number 11. So these are the events of the final week. So point number A, we have a royal entry into Jerusalem. B, the cursing of the fig tree. C, cleansing of the temple. D, a lesson about faith. E, a challenge to Christ's authority. F, the parable of the husbandman, which is now chapter 12. G, a question about tribute. H, the problem of the resurrection. I, a question about the great commandment. J, a question about Christ. K, a warning against scribes. L, the widow's mite. And then we go into the chapter number 13 for M, which is the faith for the future. And N is chapter 14, the plot of the Sanhedrin. O, we have a dinner in Bethany. P, the plot of Judas. Q, the Passover. R, the Last Supper. S, Peter's denial is foretold. T, the prayer at Gethsemane. U, the betrayal and arrest. V, the Jewish trial. W, the denials of Peter. And then we go into chapter number 15, which is the Roman trial, which is X, and Y, the crucifixion of Jesus. And Z, the burial of Jesus. Then we have Roman numeral number 6, which is the resurrection of Jesus. That starts at chapter 16. Point number A, we have first at the tomb. B, the empty tomb. And C, the commission to preach the resurrection message. Roman numeral number 7, we have the appearance of Jesus. Point A, to Mary Magdalene. B, to the 2 disciples. And C, the 11 disciples. Roman numeral number 8, we have the Great Commission, still in chapter 16. Roman numeral number 9, the ascension of Jesus into heaven. And Roman numeral number 10, fulfilling the Great Commission. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.